So on today's agenda, we're going to read about Jesus' fame and why it grew. And what was the work of God he spoke of, and how can we be a part of it? Why did he say, "I am the bread of life"? Why did some disciples leave Jesus and he not go after them? Why did Jesus condemn tradition? And why did he say, "That which defiles the man is dot, dot, dot"? What defiles a person? Why did he say, "Let the children of the kingdom first be filled"? He fed 4,000 people, and they asked for a sign from heaven. He said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees." He heals another blind man, and he says, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" John 6, 22 and onwards. The following day, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there except the one where his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone, even though there came other boats from Tiberias near to the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks, when the people that saw Jesus saw that he wasn't there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking after Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you ate of the loaves that I made for you, and you were filled with them. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him God the Father has sealed." Then they said unto him, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." They said therefore unto him, "Well, what sign do you show then, that we may see and believe you? What is your work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said unto them, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world." Then they said unto him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that comes to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all of which he has given to me, I should lose nothing, but should raise him up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews murmured at him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, 'I came down from heaven'? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, And they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that has heard and has learned of the Father comes unto me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews, therefore, strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Truly, truly, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I dwell in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eats of me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. He that eats of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard all of this about the bread, said, This is an hard saying. Who can understand this? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said, Does this offend you? What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. They are life. But there are some of you that do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore I said unto you that no man can come to me, except it were given him of my Father. From that time on, many of his disciples went away and walked no more with Jesus. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that you are that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spoke this of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray Jesus, being one of the 12. Jesus condemns tradition. Mark 7. Then came together unto Jesus Pharisees and certain of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw that some of his disciples eat bread with defiled hands, that is to say, unwashed hands, they found fault with them. For the Pharisees and all of the Jews, except they wash their hands often, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, except they wash, they do not eat. And many other things there are which they have received to hold on to, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes ask him, Why walk not your disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? He answered and said unto them, Well has Isaiah prophesied about you, you hypocrites. As it is written, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. How is it in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men? For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold on to your own traditions, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, Full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honor your father and mother. And whosoever curses his father or mother, let him die the death. But I say unto you, if a man shall say to his father or his mother, This is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatever you might have been profited by me, then he will be free. In other words, he doesn't have to do anything for his father and mother. You suffer him no more to do anything for his father or mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition which you have delivered, and many such like things you do. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Listen unto every word I tell you, all of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside of a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile the man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, Are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that that thing which enters into the man cannot defile him, because it enters not into his heart, but into the belly, and goes out down the drain, purging all meats? What defiles then? And he said, That which comes out of the man defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. And from there he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man know about it. But he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Let the children first be filled. But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not fitting to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, go your way, the devil is gone out of your daughter. And when she was come back to her own house, she found the devil had gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they brought unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears. And he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he did so, so much more the great deal they published it. And they were beyond measure astonished, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now been with me 3 days and they're out of food. If I send them away fasting to their own houses, they'll faint by the way, for many of them came from a long distance. His disciples answered him, From where can we get, enough food to satisfy all these men here in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, and started breaking the loaves and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded them also to be set before them. And so they all ate and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left over 7 basketfuls. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coasts of Magdala. The Pharisees, also with the Sadducees, came, and, tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, When it is evening, you say, It will be fair weather today, for the sky is red. And in the morning, It will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Oh, you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of these times. How is it? A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, except for the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And he left them. And entering into the ship again, he departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than 1 loaf. And he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, Maybe it's because we don't have any bread. When Jesus knew it, he said unto them, Why do you reason like this? Because you have no bread. Don't you perceive yet? Don't you understand? Is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, don't you see? And having ears, can't you hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves among 5,000? How many baskets of fragments did you take up? And they said unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many basketfuls of fragments did you take up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, How is it you do not understand? He came to Bethsaida, and they brought unto him a blind man and besought him to touch him. And Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and he said, I see men, but they look like trees walking around. After that, he put his hands upon his eyes again and made him look up. This time he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away and sent him to his house, saying, Neither go into the town nor tell it to anybody in the town. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Well, some say you're John the Baptist. Others say you're Elijah. And still others, Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. And he said unto them, But whom do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the grave shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth, Jesus began to show his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and be killed and then raised the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from you, Lord, this is not going to happen to you. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get behind me, Satan, for you are an offense unto me, for you savor not those things that are of God, but those that are of men. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow after me. For whoever will save his life will lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gain the entire world, and then lose his own life? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Truly I say unto you, there are some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.